Hawaii real estate headlines. Honolulu commission rates edge below national average in 2026 survey. A February 2026 survey of local agents found the average real estate commission in Honolulu is 5.51%, slightly under the national average of 5.70%. HI professionals can benchmark their own commission structures against this local data point as they compete for listings in the Honolulu market. Review the full Honolulu commission breakdown at the source below. Hawaii Real Estate Headlines, Average Realtor Commission in Hawaii 2026 Update for Local Agents. A new guide breaks down what sellers pay in real estate commission across Hawaii and highlights these to reduce costs. Understanding current commission benchmarks helps Hawaii agents competitively position their services and articulate value to seller clients. Review the 2026 commission data to ensure your fee structure aligns with local market expectations. htsanytimeestimate.com/home-selling/average-real-estate-commission-rate/Hawaii/. Hawaii Real Estate Headlines. Hawaii County Building Division launches Permit Resources Hub for BLG Permit Info. The Hawaii County Building Division has published reports and resources on its permitting process through a dedicated online page. Real estate professionals in HI can streamline transactions and client advisement by understanding current county permitting procedures. Review the latest BLG permit reports and resources at the source URL below. Hawaii Real Estate Headlines. Hawaii Realtor Commissions average 5.51% in 2026 survey. A February 2026 survey found the average real estate commission in Hawaii is 5.51%. Local agents can benchmark their rates against this statewide figure when structuring listing agreements. See the full survey data at h/listwithclever.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate/Hawaii/. Hawaii Real Estate Headlines, HI Bureau of Conveyances, Public Reference Room Access for Pre-1976 Documents. The Bureau of Conveyances maintains a public reference room at Wellen 51 Punchbowl C, room number 123, where researchers can access documents recorded prior to 1976 during regular business hours. Real estate professionals conducting title research on older Hawaii properties may need to verify chain of title or locate historical conveyance records that predate digital systems. Visit the public reference room in person for 1976 document research, or explore online options for more recent records at h/dlnrhawaii.gov/boc/general-public/Hawaii Real Estate Updates. Honolulu Permit Tech Upgrades promise faster turnaround for HI real estate deals. New digital tools are being implemented to give building permit applicants faster feedback on their plans in Honolulu. Shorter permit timelines can accelerate closings, reduce carrying costs, and improve project feasibility for HI real estate professionals and their clients. Advise clients to anticipate faster Honolulu permit processing and factor updated timelines into deal underwriting. Hawaii Real Estate Updates. Netter Online launches Hawaii Public Records Portal for Hawaii County. Netter Online provides a centralized resource for Hawaii public records, property tax information, and assessor searches specific to Hawaii County. Real estate professionals in HI can streamline due diligence and property research with direct access to official Hawaii County public records and property data. Bookmark this portal for quick lookups during transactions. htpublicrecords.net/ronline.com/state/hi/county/Hawaii. Background and context: the four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context: the HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study: is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag. Below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10K to $50K per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space. The buy-vis lease decision for owner-occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. One, tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. Two, opportunity cost of the down payment. Three, the fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity, intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns.